This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you believe it, Jay? Another day, another hour of conversation at the ready. Here we are on the conversation program with a lot of things that matter to you. Some of the things that you hear discussed elsewhere, maybe in a different way. And then there are things like this. Mattel. You can tell it's Mattel, it's swell. Remember that slogan from their advertising campaign of years ago?
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah. There's another powerful figure that's been added to Barbie dolls, a sustainable Barbie doll, Wimbledon champion Billie Jean King and Dr. Maya Angelou. Jane Goodall is now the next in line. She was a conservationist to be immortalized by Barbie. Matter of it's Barbie Jane, right? That's who this is. Dr. Jane Goodall, Barbie, get it?
Yeah, and I believe it even has the chimpanzee it's really cool because you think about it, Barbie always had so many different jobs for little girls and for little kids to look up to of, I could be whatever I want to be, I can do different things, Barbie can do it, you know, Barbie, there was a lot of stuff against Barbie, understandably speaking, but in the sense of career kind of stuff, and now there's these collectible Barbie dolls where it's like, no, it's not just pipe dreams. These are real women. These are modeled after real people, real women who went and did amazing things, like Billie Jean King, like Dr. Maya Angelou, like the latest, Jane Goodall, who this Barbie is going to be displayed July 14th. That it coincides with Chimpanzee Day.
She was big in the observation world studying the lives of chimpanzees, and that's why the connection here. One of the things that also is sort of behind the scenes or under all of this, for a long time, Barbie, the makers, Mattel, of the Barbie dolls, were criticized because Barbie had, let's say, accoutrements that seemed to be sexist, teaching little girls that if they want the perfect body or they need the perfect body to look like a Barbie doll. All of those things came out in different ways.
Yeah, not quite anatomically correct. The measurements didn't add up.
Right. So, in order to counter that criticism, they came up with a kind of brilliant marketing campaign, again, following the lives of Billie Jean King and making a doll that's about sort of her and Dr. Angela and now Jane. It's kind of interesting twist on reality, but it is a form of reality. This is real to a lot of people. So it was missing in the vernacular. So now the realization of these things, as we see so many things changing around us that I didn't know was missing in my life. You know, I suppose maybe ignorance is bliss. I didn't know that we needed to have a Barbie doll that was modeled after Billie Jean King. We needed a Barbie doll modeled after Maya Angelou or Jane Goodall. Is it a problem? No. Is it good? Sure. Why not? It may be what some people are looking for. Maybe it'll impress people. Maybe it'll give them a new sense of self. Who knows? It can't hurt.
Yeah.
It just where it comes from, though. I think I get a little cynical sometimes with that stuff.
Well, and think about the action figures, and kids look up to these fictional characters. Why not the non-fictional characters as well?
You know what's going on in my universe in part this morning? A lot of discussion among me, my friends, men and women, about the continuing problems that were not accounted for, nor was it the Supreme Court's job when they did what they did about Roe v. Wade to examine what the consequences would be of their actions. Although for some, in some deeply embedded part of my brain, I would like to think that there were people who thought about consequences, but because of the way lines are drawn, and because the separation of the Justice Department, the jurist, there are three forms of government. The constitutionists love to tell us about the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. So they're not supposed to interfere, they're not supposed to interlope, they're not supposed to interact. But yet, Much of law that is being sort of codified today comes from rulings in the Supreme Court. So the legislative now process has to come into fold, and the executive department has to play into this if you want to straighten this mess out. Frankly, and the latest example of this as a mess, a pregnant woman in Arizona who learned that her baby was incompatible with life. That's what the doctor said. In other words, she's dead. She's carrying a dead baby in her womb.
Oh, is this the seizure one?
Yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, her baby is technically, there's still a heartbeat, so the baby's technically still alive, but would not survive childbirth, but because she can't get an abortion, she has to either wait for the heartbeat to end, or she has to deliver this baby who will then pass away, and she can feel every single seizure this child is having. This baby is in pain.
So what do you do about it, and how do you deal with these sorts of problems? Who in his or her right mind wants to see that kind of suffering? The majority of people, even if you don't support Roe v. Wade, the people who have a heart, people who have a soul, people who have integrity, and I'm not saying you don't have integrity if you, it's much deeper than that. This is what I'm trying to say, and I don't know, maybe this isn't the place for the conversation because it's a, you know, a daily radio program that deals with all kinds of issues, and we don't spend, you know, more than a few minutes on each of the items that we talk about. But this, we certainly are going to see ramifications of this in the box office here, I mean, voting booth this year. And who knows, you know, who's going to benefit from it. And I don't even like to talk. I think that's specious. Oh, the Republicans are going to win big time because of this. Or the Democrats. You know what? Who gives a rat's butt? That's not what's important. What's important is how do you deal with a woman who's got a problem like that? That's what's important. The rest of it is all garbage. You know, the right says the social liberalism of Democrats, that's what's caused all of these problems. And you know what? Get a life. That's not all that life is all about. It really isn't. And so if the races are tight because of this, because we've transgressed, if you will, across the lines, the defined lines of the justice, the executive branch and the legislative branch and the judicial branch, we are. We're destroying those lines with stuff like this. And people, you know, you've got your own point of view, I got it, and most people aren't changing their minds, and I get it, and I'm not trying to get you to change their mind, but I'm telling you, when I see stuff like that, even though I'm anti-abortion, I think to myself, what in the name of God is being done here? What are we, in the name of what, are we having this woman suffer and having, for the period of time that it involves this blob in her mm-hmm. body.
This poor child, it will not survive. Yeah. And is just in pain. And that mother is being forced to feel this pain that her unborn child is facing. And Doug, you also brought up a good point about being anti-abortion. A lot of people think that pro-choice means that people are for abortion. Not everybody. People I know who are pro-choice are against abortion.
Yeah, I am. But I don't think it's my business. And in this circumstances, it sure as heck isn't the government's business to tell this woman that she has to carry this thing in her body and then have it, you know, basically explode upon impact. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about here. It's inhumane. It is. And people don't think about it that way because they get the message. It's all about the message. You know, it isn't about the message. It's about people and their actual experiences. It's not about the message, necessarily. I don't think it is. Anyway, 15 past the hour, story of what's going on, I don't know whether I even want to spend time. A brief moment or two on Uvalde. You have heard enough, almost enough, but there's one more piece of the pie that we ought to talk about right after this.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, there we are at the 17 past the hour with the situation, this new video, Jay. It shows the horrific scene inside the school in Uvalde with the gunman who's shooting things up. These people, these police, they all, I don't know whether they'd be prosecuted, but there was, again, no leadership, mm-hmm. no direction. The video that shows these the police running away.
Yeah, from the gunman. You know that this was going on for over 45 minutes before something was done. Well, the surveillance video shows police were in the hallways and on the scene 3 minutes after the shooter entered the building and started firing into two classrooms. 3 minutes, and those police officers were there. And when the gunman started firing into the hallway at the police officers, presumably, they took cover and they ran mm-hmm. away.
Mm-hmm. Great. Real heroes. You know, that's not to take away from, and I don't even want to, I despise making excuses or sounding like, well, some of the police are good and some of them aren't. This is an individual circumstance, an individual situation that deserves our scrutiny to understand how badly trained they were, how badly directed they were, and is there a lesson to be learned here? And if there is, has it been learned? Is it being learned? That's what you take away. Not that we're taking shots at the police there who did a sucko job, but they did a sucko job because they were not told or trained, or they were, this was their job and they didn't know how to do it.
And they didn't have the equipment to do something like
that. No. Nah, disgusting. I can't get away. I'm looking every time I sort of flip a page here, if you will, the vernacular of clicking from one page to another. There's something else about the image of the stars and the galaxies that have been a part of this Webb telescope. This thing, looking at the universe's origins, which is what we were trying to describe earlier on, the images that are being shared. If you don't have any, if you can't spare time to do anything else today and you haven't gone to the NASA website, do yourself a favor. And if you have family around, just spend a few minutes looking. This is like the coloring book of the stars. It really is. It's amazing. And the colors that are part of it, actually. That's, one of the things that is so brilliant about this is how clear the colors are in the universe. And thinking about what is that. That's what I'm thinking about. What is out there? What's there that we need to know about, or we need to see or hear about?
Yeah.
All right. 21 after the hour, a lot of food for thought here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you
prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The 2023 Farm Bill that is being worked through. How do other small farmers fare in this era of so much government influence in farming?
I'd like to see us stabilize the prices on things a little bit better. Kind of hate the alphabet soup type payments we got now. I'd rather get my money from the market rather than the mailbox.
Amen. Amen.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello to Nikki Landry, among other people, Martha Hansen, listening to the program, Greg Cohen, how do you do? And welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where in this juncture, in this part of the hour, we take a bite out of crime, in a manner of speaking. All those people who think celebrities are the most important thing around. Ooh, ah. Here's a scheme which I find pretty interesting. It's trending now all over the place. Charges aimed at trying to figure out who stole the notes that were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from the writing of the Hotel California by the Eagles. Three men. Apparently one of them, the curator at the Hall of Fame, were charged yesterday for possessing a lot of stolen notes. And like Chuck Berry's notes on the napkin. You've been to the Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was a Springsteen exhibit where he ran out of paper and started writing on this desk. There's this wooden desk that has all these lyrics over it. It's really cool seeing that. But to think that the curator was charged with stealing and then trying to sell these stolen lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, what a hero, huh? Anyway,
there's a job opening at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that somebody was arrested.
Apparently, somebody figured out after Don Henley died, Glenn Frey died, Henley went back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and because they were there when these exhibitions were opened. And so he looked at a chest, right? The thing on the wall with the, where they put the exhibition of all of the notes. And he said, where's the stuff from Hotel California? It was in there when we kicked this off, this exhibition off. Now it's not there. Where'd it go? And they found out that it was this Kerr that's the curator, if you'll pardon the use of that pun.
So there we go. Unbelievable. Here's something that I find, I just chuckled when I saw this, because it's so much a part of, okay, so somebody makes a mistake. Simone Biles, you want to tell us who she is? Everybody, a lot of people know who she is.
Yes, yeah, she's a gymnast. She was recently awarded a Medal of Honor from the president.
But she looks like a...
Presidential Medal of Freedom is what she received.
Yeah, she looks like 13, 14 years old.
Yeah, she's a what? She's 4 feet 8
small.
Inches tall. She's 25.
Right.
Most gymnasts are on the shorter side, on the petite side a little bit. I have a friend who is shorter, and she calls herself fun size. So,
fun size.
The gymnasts are a little bit fun size, and she was on a flight. Simone Biles was on a flight, and a flight attendant asked if she wanted a coloring book because she was mistaken, thought she was a child.
What's wrong with that? So, this is outrageous. No, it's not. It's funny.
Well, she thought so serious.
Yeah.
Simone Biles thought so too. She's the one that shared the story to her social media, and she was even laughing about it.
Yeah, it's funny. People that take all this stuff so seriously, it's funny. It wasn't meant to be a joke. The person who gave the coloring book to her wasn't trying to embarrass her. There wasn't that much thought. It was just something, there's a kid. Somebody looks like a kid.
Trying to go above and beyond and take care of a child on board. What do they call the kids that fly by themselves?
Not smart. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The most painful inflation in four decades will require the Federal Reserve to take extreme actions to tame prices caused by lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Mark Grant, Chief Market Strategist at Colliers Securities, he was on Fox Business and says this is only the beginning.
You have two big numbers coming, the CPI index and the PPI index right after that. They're currently at an average of 9.7%, and I think it's very likely the average is going to be above 10%.
The U.S. Senate voted to confirm President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on Tuesday, making Steve Dettelbach the leader. The vote was 48-46, with Republican Susan Collins and Rob Portman joining the Democrats to support his nomination. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
President Biden is in the Middle East for the next few days. Today he'll be in Israel most of the day. A planned meeting is also scheduled with Saudi Arabian officials on this trip. This amplifies how bad America's energy policy is under Biden's leadership. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, last night on Newsmax.
It misplaces the whole idea of, you know, our incredible production of oil and gas in this country. In the last 4 years, we became energy independent. I'm old enough to remember the 1970s when everybody felt OPEC had us at, you know, they could control everything. They could turn off the spigot. They controlled the oil prices. And we were desperate to become independent. And we did finally when we had pro-energy policies in this country. And now we've reverted back to the same old standard. The Democrats hate the oil and gas industry. They hate the production of it locally. They're happy to go beg for it in Saudi Arabia. But we've got lots of it. We have more underground in Anwar, Alaska, than the amount that we would import from the Middle East.
Three men, including a curator for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, were charged on Tuesday in an alleged conspiracy to sell Don Henley's stolen lyrics to multiple Eagles classics, including Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, and New Kid in Town. Over 100 pages of Henley's notes were stolen in the 1970s by an author hired to write a biography on the Eagles. In 2005, the author sold the notes, which were valued at more than $1 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
So this is Cow Appreciation Day because Chick-fil-A started those ads with a cow on the billboard and the cow saying, "Eat more chicken."
Oh yeah,
where that's like very clever.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah,
pretty clever.
It's a podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are, 34 and change past the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The idea that we should be having a good time, horrors, no. Having a good time on the radio, yeah. Here's some good news for those of you who are weekend warriors, to put a sort of face on another a bit of good information floating around today. Being a weekend warrior, according to this overview of physicality, if you will, Jay, people who cram a lot of exercise into a couple of sessions on the weekend lower their risk of premature death as much as people who spend hours exercising all through the week.
Yeah. Isn't that nice to hear that if you can, you don't have to try to find a full hour, full 2 hours during each weekday. You can just kind of spread it out and work out on the weekends as well, and it'll do the body good.
Well, what this sort of points out in a way, a study that's in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they looked at 350,000 adults who were involved in the team sport of being a weekend warrior. It is kind of a team sport, in a manner of speaking. But those people who work out every day who are otherwise sedentary, there isn't a mention in here, but there ought to be, of people like me who are not sedentary. I don't spend, at least during the summer months, any real serious time exercising, working out with weights or in a gym and that kind of stuff. I do in the wintertime, but I don't in the summer because I'm moving all the time on the farm, outside in fresh air for 8, 9, 10 hours a day often. Yesterday, for example, I got done my radio work at a little afternoon time. Didn't have time for a nap because I had to get right to it, and it was out all day until almost 9 o'clock last night. So that's a way of increasing the cardiovascular. I think that's part of the reason that I have good cardiovascular health, because of that sort of thing. People who are moving all the time. But those who have sedentary jobs, look at all the people who during the pandemic were home, sitting around. How many people do you know who put on 10, 20, 30 pounds during
COVID?
Oh,
a lot. But also, especially people who had to transition to working from home who were not used to it and forgetting to stand up a lot.
Right.
Because they're, rather, when they're at the office, they'll get up, take a little break, go get something to drink, go use the restroom, whatever, or that chair just kind of hurts your back and you need to stand up and stretch. Where I've known so many people who were working on laptops from their couches, and hours would go by and they would forget to stand up.
Yeah, you should get up. Like I do when I'm doing the radio program, I'm up every 17, 18 minutes. You probably are too. In between breaks and when we have news and that sort of thing, I'm up and moving around. As to the dismay of some, like if I'm late getting back, you have to get started without me. But that's because I'm moving around, doing things.
Doing stuff. You're taking care of your health.
Right. So if you look at it that way, this particular focus was on the weekend warriors, but you can apply it to almost anything. And it might not be in terms of the weekend warrior, the people who are signed up for the service, but there are people who become much more active. They play sports on the weekend, or they do, you know, whatever physical activity. If you're inactive during the week and you really rev it up on the weekend, I think the point of this is that you'll be okay. And is that what you take away from this? Kind of what I took away from it.
Yeah, spread it out and always do something. You can still let a day go by on occasion if you get out of the habit, or not get out of the habit, but if something's going on. But when you can just spread it out over 7 days, and it just seems a little bit less intense.
Yep. Well, that's something that I'll talk to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a resident cardiology professor, if you will, professor of love, professor of health. He does a segment on this program every week, Good Day Health, as well, an hour of his input. He and Jack Stockwell do the Good Day Weekend Health Hours that hopefully you can partake in on most of the same stations that carry the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of exercise, those who like to ride bikes, do you pay attention to the Tour de France? Well, there is a Tour de France race going on, or at least there was, but apparently no, not so fast, because of protesters blocking the road. The riders were forced to stop. The protesters sat in the road to block passage. So if you look at some of the video from this, Jay, there were authorities trying to get people off the road, but they didn't, the protester, I love these names, Alberto Bettioli, he rode his bike through the protesters, but then he had to stop. There were others who were trying to get through and they couldn't. The Tour de France Center said the race had been quote unquote neutralized.
Yeah.
They're trying to get things. So what are they protesting? There's a lot of, you know, France is a perfect place for social protesting, and there's plenty of it all the time. But I didn't get, what are they, they're protesting the climate, what they call the climate disaster, right?
Yeah, this one is what's happening with climate, and they really kind of a lot of things, extreme weather, potential famines. They think that a lot of
what is sitting in the middle of the street are going to do to fix that problem? That would be
initiating
my
more conversation. Because we are talking about it. And this was stage 10. They were 20 miles from the finish line of stage 10 in the Tour de France when everything got kind of put on, what do you call it? We call it neutralized.
Neutralized, yes.
The pause button got hit. Just think of that lactic acid that started building up. All the poor bikers. Man, had to stand there for 15 minutes.
And then the practical side, I get people are concerned. But do they look at the whole picture? I'd like to think that you and I and people who do sort of objective conversation see that there are a couple of different ways of looking at this. The change is taking place. These folks think that electric cars will fix everything. Not so sure that that's going to be the case. But people, I get, and they ought to be able to protest. I love protesting. I'm an anarchist. I like to protest everything. But what good comes out of it is the second part of the conversation. And in this, as you suggested, in this particular circumstance, people are talking about more. But people are talking about it everywhere, right? Every day, every place we turn, there's a conversation about what's going to happen. The Earth is going to be killed because of fossil fuel and CO2 emissions. And that's just not the case.
Well, and this is a great example, too, of education. And there's something you stand for or stand by. Be educated, not just on the part that you're for, but also look at devil's advocate situations, because we could all learn something.
Well, learning something and being open to learning something are two different things, because there's a whole heck of a lot of difference between having the information out there and people looking at it, reading it, hearing it, seeing whatever it is, and believing it. Because once it's kind of like believing that the Earth was flat. Columbus said, before Columbus, people were sure the Earth was flat. Well, guess what? The Earth isn't flat. But yet there are still people alive today in 2022 who think there's a whole society called the Flat Earth Society.
And stand by it 100%.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Holocaust deniers. Yeah, they'll swear there were no Jews that were killed in World War II. You know, this kind of stuff. And I equate climate change discussions and the people who are just so far gone into this discussion, ideas, fixing problems, swell. But to want to shut down the world because it's going to come to an end is kind of silly. Anyway, let's see, the travel log is on for the president going to the Middle East. He's going to try to speed up the flow of oil. The reason, and this is my cynical side speaking, yes, the Doug Stephan cynic now at work. The administration is doing this because they realize it's one of the key factors in them getting enough people to get reelected so that they have something to say when it comes to politics and the legislative bodies, the Senate and the House. Because right now, they're looking pretty irrelevant, especially when it comes to the price of oil, gasoline, that sort of thing. Why do you think Biden went against all of his climate change buddies and signed off on the Alaska drilling? Because they're looking at the tea leaves. This has nothing to do with anything except politics. Nothing else matters at this point. A lot of primaries are still, miraculously, and this is something, I saw this, and it immediately got my blood boiling. The announcement is good news from the Biden White House. Because of the Biden, folks, you would believe by reading the story, the price of gasoline is going down. Rather than the reality, it was because of the Biden White House that the prices went up in the first place. To the extent that they did, because they haven't done what they need to do to supply America. And come to find out, wait a minute, let me see if I can find, hold on a second, I got to find something that I just saw the other day. Give me a minute, 45 past the hour, I'm going to knock your socks off with another announcement about the status of things with regard to oil and water. Stay tuned for that right after this.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy.
All right. How about, Jay, a big round of applause for the Biden White House because they're doing such great work. The cost of gas, according to them, could go down another 50 cents by the end of the month because of all the hard work they're doing. Yay! Depending on what happens in the meetings in the Middle East. Okay. So you want to know what the facts are? Here are the facts. The oil reserves that the United States has, that we are always talking about, have been depleted by 5 million barrels of oil a day being shipped to China and to other European, not China's in Europe, to European countries. This became known last week when there was a bunch of investigating going on, the administration's policies, and what's going on in America. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is about our national security. It's intended for our energy independence in case there's a disruption, of energy supply. And there certainly has been since Russia attacked Ukraine. So depleting our oil reserves to sell oil to China, huh? Who in their right mind... thinks that, and now we've got, because of the gas prices, people are waking up and looking around, okay, where is our oil going? When you find out that most of the Democratic Congress people are silent about the fact that this is, they all know it's going to China. 5 million barrels. We're paying $5 a gallon. That's the headline. We're depleting our own reserves, and that's why, looking at this, the pollsters say that most Americans point the fickle finger of fate at Biden, and if it isn't him, it's the people around him. There's a report in Reuters dated July 8th, the story about 5 million barrels that day being sent to the Chinese. So there you go, boys and girls, 59, wait a minute, no, 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time for us now to bark our way into your lives, into your brain, into your experience. Here's Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. You can find him in the info on The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. So I have a survey here of farm dogs and what happens on the farm with the dogs, agriculture. And the suggestion from the American Farm Bureau Federation is that farms need dogs and dogs need farms. Dogs bridge the gap between agriculture and consumers, which I thought was a pretty interesting premise, actually, when you get down to it. So there's the Farm Dog of the Year contest they have every year, Warren, showcases farmers and their dogs and the role they play in shepherding animals around sometimes. It's kind of a cool thing. And the Farm Dog of the Year is never, never one of those. We're not talking about Wimbledon here. the Westchester Dog. We're not talking about that with these farm dogs. But it's kind of nice to see because, it's kind of, I find the Westchester thing to be kind of nauseous because it doesn't represent really what real dogs are all about.
Oh, you mean the Westminster Dog Show, the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I am such a big fan of farm dogs for so many different reasons. First of all, the number of things they do work-wise. I mean, I've worked with dogs, the Great Pyrenees protecting sheep in Maine. But the most important thing is that I don't have to tell you, Doug, farming hours are pretty radical. And very often, the only companionship the farmer has early in the day or later in the evening is the dog. So yeah. I've known many farmers that have better conversation with their dogs than other members of the family. Because you can tell
and
your dog anything.
That's true of all of us, yeah.
Well, right. You can tell your dog anything. Who's he going to tell, Doug? Who's your dog going to tell on you? Right. So I think that relationship is real important. Plus the fact there are so many things that one dog can do that would take 10 or 15 men to do. So it's that perfect symbiotic relationship of dog helping man and man helping dog. I'm a big fan of farm dogs, of course, provided they're treated properly.
All right, back to history of the dog, the American dog. Back in 1956, a 12-year-old boy asked one of the most famous architects in the history of architecture, Frank Lloyd Wright, to design him a doghouse. And so he did it. He said building a doghouse for this young fellow and his dog, Eddie the Labrador, was an opportunity. He took him. His schedule was apparently off the wall, and normally the kid would have waited 18 months, but because this young boy was a son of somebody who was friends with Frank Lloyd Wright, he designed a 4-square-foot doghouse, and he did it on the back of an envelope and gave it to the boy to build, and he didn't charge him for it.
Well, let me tell you another doghouse story.
Okay.
I'm going to drop a name here, okay? A name that
Please.
Probably people don't remember. Liberace.
I remember. Liberace,
I helped out Liberace with his dogs,
yeah.
And Liberace had a doghouse built for his dog shaped like a piano.
Yeah, of course he did.
Air-conditioned.
Really?
Even though the dog spent most of the time indoor. Incredible guy. The guy was such an amazing person in terms of the gentleness. Just talking to him, you felt gentle. So he just loved his dogs. But a doghouse shaped like a piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that kind of stuff around. It's neat to have these stories.
But the worst doghouse is Snoopy's doghouse. Don't ever build a doghouse like Snoopy. And the reason for that is Snoopy's door is in the middle of the doghouse. And what that means is that the wind's going to come in no matter where the dog is. Put the door on one side of the doghouse so the dog can get three sides of cover on the other end of the doghouse. Never put the doghouse in the middle, off to one side. Boy, do I have great advice today.
You do. All right, so I want you to give some advice to our listeners who have dogs that one might describe as a nervous Nelly. How do you make, and most of these are rescue dogs, like my dog at first, and dogs that people listening, the majority of dogs now seem to be rescues, but they have come from treacherous, tumultuous experience. My dog certainly did. And so I know how I made her feel at home by just loving her. But are there other techniques, tips that you have to give to people who take our advice to get a rescue dog?
Yeah, the first thing you have to remember when you get a rescue dog, I hate the word baggage, but sometimes they've been through a lot in their lives.
Give
them a little bit of time to decompress. Don't start training them right off the bat. Give them some time to get to know you. Give them some time to decompress a little bit. And then little by little, you can start putting the hugging, the kissing, the loving, the training into play. What the most important thing we need to do with a forget about heel, sit, stay down, and come, is build up their self-esteem, their self-image, and their confidence. And sometimes some good basic training when they're hearing good boy, good girl all the time is the way to approach it. Early socialization when you adopt a dog is important. Don't overdo it a little bit at a time, and it'll all turn out to be that perfect dog we're all looking for, Doug.
Advice from the foremost expert when it comes to dog care, Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.